ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It was the bombshell statement from Justice Michael Lee in the federal court. On the balance of probabilities, Mr. Lehrman raped Ms. Higgins. That was the definitive line in Justice Lee's ruling in Bruce Lehrman's defamation case that he brought to the federal court against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. It's a clear win for Network 10 and described as vindication by Lisa Wilkinson outside the court. But Justice Lee was highly critical of some aspects of the network's conduct. Justin Quill represented Network 10 in the case and joins us this morning. Justin, welcome.
Good morning, Trisha.
Justice Lee kept his cards close to his chest throughout the trial. Were you confident of the outcome that was ultimately delivered yesterday?
I've been in so many cases where you feel like you're going to win the whole way through the judgment, only to have the judge say, but despite all of that, I find the opposite. And so, no, I wasn't counting any chickens until he said those crucial words that you just read out earlier.
And when you heard those crucial words, what was the reaction?
I guess it was a sense of relief. I've got to say, I think his honour's analysis on the facts and what occurred on that night could not have been more. It just couldn't have been better in my view. I think his honour got it absolutely right about what occurred and how it occurred. I think he was spot on, and it was certainly a bit of relief as well.
Justice Lee was quick to qualify that the ruling was made on the balance of probabilities. This is obviously a different standard of proof to a criminal trial. Can you explain the difference? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, look, one is more probable than not, the balance of probabilities. The other is beyond reasonable doubt. It's a higher threshold. So it is important to note that just because Justice Lee has found that Bruce Lehrman raped Brittany Higgins, that doesn't mean that a jury in a criminal case would necessarily find that. They may, but they may not. It is a higher standard.
So it is a higher standard. Oh, you're right. You've described the ruling as a resounding win for your client and a failure for Bruce Lehrman, certainly a failure for Bruce Lehrman. But how do you respond to the criticism of Network 10 for intertwining the rape allegation with a narrative of a cover-up by political leadership?
Yeah, look, His Honour, that was in the context of what's called a qualified privilege defence, and that qualified privilege defence, frankly, rarely wins for media defendants. That is more an operation of the way in which the law works and the application of it. You have judges and barristers picking apart what journalists didn't do many months, sometimes years after the event, and then applying this test of reasonableness to that conduct by the journalists. And that the fact that the legal test of reasonableness might not have been reached is quite devoid from reality and the way in which stories are put together. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the journalism wasn't reasonable or not. And I might say, if you just boil it down and you just simplify it to its absolute simplest terms, how could it be unreasonable to publish something that it was true? The central allegation was that a woman was raped in Parliament House in a minister's office.
But there were other allegations also made in that report, and the judge here said that they couldn't be stood up.
Yeah, but this was a claim brought by Bruce Lehrman. It wasn't a claim brought by Linda Reynolds,
right,
or Fiona Brown. And so that's what was important here, was the publication of allegations against Bruce Lehrman reasonable? And the fact that those other matters weren't the subject of the truth defence. Those other matters weren't the subject of the forensic examination. The evidence that was put forward on those other matters wasn't put forward to the same level that it was put forward in the central allegation. Why was that the case? Because those other matters weren't the subject of complaint by by Bruce Lerman. Mm. Bruce Lerman brought the complaint to saying, I didn't rape Brittany Higgins. And that's what Channel 10's case was all about. Yes, you did. Although we accept his honest judgment and his honest said it is vindication for 10, and that's absolutely the case. But that doesn't mean we agree with all of the decision, and we don't agree with that part of it.
Okay, because Justice Lee was also scathing of Channel 10's senior litigation counsel for the advice she gave Lisa Wilkinson about her Logie's acceptance speech. Do you accept that was improper?
This is the part that I just couldn't disagree with His Honour with more. I have the greatest of respect for His Honour. I thought he did a brilliant job in the analysis of the truth defence yesterday, and I think he's probably the most experienced and one of the best judges on the bench. But my concern has always been, not just in this case, I've said this for many years, that judges have absolutely nowhere near enough confidence in our juries as they should. Here, what is suggested is that a jury properly instructed by not just a judge, but a chief judge in the criminal case against Bruce Lerman, swearing an oath and sitting there for weeks and weeks and weeks, seeing all of the evidence unfold in front of them, when they go into the jury room to decide the guilt or innocence of Bruce Lerman, that they would have thought, look, despite all that evidence, despite the instruction from the judge, despite my oath, I think I recall there was an implication, not a statement, but an implication in a speech I heard late one night on the Logies a couple of months ago, and because of that, I'm going to find him, Bruce Lerman, guilty. I just don't accept that.
Okay, well, clearly the judge disagreed with that, but let's just park that. Clearly. I mean, given Justice Lee was critical of the main protagonist at the heart of the case, he said that Brittany Higgins was a complex and unsatisfactory witness, but really his judgment also on Bruce Lerman was pretty scathing, really, in terms of his trustworthiness. Were you surprised that Bruce Lerman took up this case to start with? I mean, the judge also had a view on that, you know, that killer line, really, that he went back to get his hat. It's extraordinary stuff, isn't it?
Extraordinary. So in 2022 on Media Watch, asked about this case, I said exactly that. I said, Bruce Lerman going back, Bruce Lerman bringing this case is like a man going back into the lion's den to retrieve his hat. I said that again in 2023 in the Daily Telegraph. It is crazy stuff. He literally got out of jail, having avoided a criminal conviction in the ACT criminal case. So, it is extraordinary stuff. Mm. I might just say, Patricia, I think this is a really important point I'm keen to make in relation to what you said about Brittany Higgins. His Honour was critical of Brittany Higgins' evidence, but the evidence was that he was critical of was on the periphery. In terms of the crucial allegation,
yeah,
the central allegation.
Yeah, on the substantial rape allegation, you're right, yes.
He said, her evidence struck me forcefully, was the words he used. And I might say, just to pick up Anna's point who spoke just before me about other women coming forward, and perhaps this has made them not really want to, I think this is a really important point. Brittany Higgins was very brave in coming forward. She came forward and chose to not have anonymity. And I wouldn't want women out there to think that if they came forward with an allegation like this, that they would be the subject of the same sort of scrutiny Brittany Higgins was. Alleged rape victims are automatically granted anonymity by our law, and it is only if they choose to give up that anonymity, which Brittany Higgins bravely did, which allowed this to put a face to the to the story, so to speak. And so women out there shouldn't think, oh, that's the norm, that glare of scrutiny and publicity that Brittany Higgins had to live with is what I would have to live with if I brought my allegation against my boss or against whoever it might be. It is not the norm, and so women should. I really want women to be aware that is not the norm, and that anonymity is normally granted in rape allegation cases.
I think, Justin, that is a powerful and important point. Given this is really, really important that people feel like they can safely use the criminal justice system, right? Justin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Patricia.
Justin Quill is a media lawyer and represented Network 10 in the Bruce Lehrman defamation trial. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.